We are on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. We had a Bereise that enumerated Chayma B'Sher Mi Beboyer, Chayma B'Sher Mi Be'esh. In the Gemara, it asks the Kasha that there are some Chumras which the Tana did not enumerate. The Kasha was V'lisni chayma b'sheir mi baber. Just to quickly review where we're up to now. Let the baraisa say chayma b'sheir mi baber shasher chaya v'yasa kelim mashen ken b'ber. Ber is butter and kelim. So on that kasha, there are two mahalchim in the Gemara. The first mahalchim in the Gemara was Amoni Rab Yehudi. The Barais is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who's Mechayev on Niske Kalim Beber. So you can't say Chayim B'Sher Mi Beber that Sher is Chayim and Kalim. Because Beber is also Chayim and Kalim. So the Gemara asked, Rabbi Yehuda, so then the Seif is Shver, so it's Chayim B'Esh Mi Beber, and Esh is Chayim, is Mu'edis Lechel, Bein Dovo Roilo, Bein Dovo Sheini Roilo. Ma she'en kein beboil. Dover roi lo meininu eitzim. Dover she'en roi lo meininu kelim. The Gemara hell, dover she'en roi lo means kelim. Ish is chayim and kelim, and beir is potter and kelim. If you say it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, beir is also chayim and kelim. So the Gemara falls off from this teret. The Gemara says it's going according to the Rabbono, who hold beir is potter and kelim. So let's get back to the first kasha. So Beir is Potan Kalim. So the first kasha is Shver. So let it say Chayme B'Sher Mi B'Beir that Sher is Chayv and Kalim and Beir is Potan Kalim. So the Gemara says Tana B'Shayim that Einachanam you 100% right that really the Tana of this Baraisa should have enumerated this Chumra also. No, he didn't enumerate all the Chumras. And one chumra he skipped over, that is that Beir is Potter and Kalim and Sher is Chayav and Kalim. And the second chumra, my Shaya the High Shaya, skipped over another chumra, that Sher and Beir are Chayav and Tomun, and Eish is Potter and Tomun. So Chayma, Bisher, Beir, Mi Beish, that they're Chayav and Tomun, and Beir is Potter and Tomun. And Anish is Potter and Tomon. Sher Beir is Chayim and Tomon, Anish is Potter and Tomon. Then, now this where we're up to, this is the middle of the Omid. Iboyis Eimo. Lo'ilam Rabbi Yehuda. This Baraisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Memele, if it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beir is Chayim and Kalim. And some emailer saken tachayim b'sher mi baber. No, you ask the kasha. It says chayim b'eish mi baber that eish is chayiv and adover sheni roilo, and b'er is potter and adover sheni roilo. And the Gemara was under the impression adover sheni roilo means kalem. So the Gemara says no. Loilam Rabbi Yehuda. Dover sheni roilo lav la asuye kalim el la asuye lichacha niroi v'sichsecha avono. It's going on lichacha niroi v'sichsecha avono. Now let us see Tosfos. But for the present time, we should start in the middle of Tosfos. Tosfos de Bramascha Lichacha Niroi. So let's skip over the first half of Tosfos, which at the present time we're not able to learn it. Elo Yesh Leima. Now we'll learn Rashi doesn't say anything on this Gemara. So we have to see how Tosfos learns. Elo Yesh Leima, the third Tosfos. Lichacha Niroi dechayim. By Eish, lichacha niroi is chayim. What is the chiddush? The chiddush is that a person made an Eish and they went over to his Shochan's property, and there was a plowed field, and the Eish singed the field and made it not usable for planting. So what is the Chiddush? Af al pi she'ein regilos she'tazik Eish nir ba'avonim klal. But this is not a normal occurrence. Normally, when Eish comes in contact with nir, with earth or with stones, this is a sibe that the Eish extinguishes. And the Eish is not at all mazik, the nir and the avonim. And here grad it happened something that was not expected to occur. It happened that it was mazik, the nir and the avonim. So this is a chaymer in the mazik of Eish, that one is responsible to pay for his hezekis, which he could have assumed that it never would have occurred, because it's not rogel to occur. Afal piken the Torah was machayiv by Eish. This is by Eish. Masha'en came by Boyer. Boyer is potter in a similar instance. What's the case by Boyer? The poches miyud potter mimise. Poches miyud is enei roi for a behemoth to die in it. It's very rare that a behemoth will die in a bear that's poches miyud foch. So what happens if a behemoth does die? Abakivin the ein regilus lohomis be poches miyud. So if it did die, he's not achoy, he's not responsible for this hezek, because this is a hezek she'eina regila lovoy. The Torah was only mechayiv on hezekis that one should have assumed that they might occur. He's not responsible for hezekis which one should not have assumed that they would have occurred. So memele, this is how Tosfos learns pshat in the Gemara. This is chaymer Ba'esh mi beboil, that Eish is chayiv on a dover she'ene roi lo, which means Eish is chayiv on a dover she'ene rogel to occur. Eish is chayiv. If it did occur, he's responsible. And boil is potter on a dover she'ene roi lo, which means a boil tes is potter if it was maimis, since it is not rogel to occur. So now, we are miyashev this barais according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so there's not missing any halachas over here. You can't say that shoyer is chayiv on kelim and beir is potter on kelim, because beir is also chayiv on kelim. You cannot say that Eish is potter on tomun, and boir v'sher achayiv on tomun, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see in Rashi, Eish is also chayiv on tomun. So, all the chumres that one has over another one, it was already enumerated in the Baraisa, and the Baraisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Maskif lo Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi asked a kashe, I have another chaymer, which was not at all enumerated in the Baraisa. And if you say it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda, you can't say he was shayer, because there's nothing that he was shayer besides this chumra, which I'm asking about. Maskiv lo Rav Ashi, listening, chaymer b'shoyer mi b'boyer. Sha'shoyer chayev boy shoyer psulei hamukdoshim. That if a shoyer was negeach a shoyer psulei hamakdoshim, the baler shoyer is chayiv to pay. Ma she'en kein beboyer. If a shoyer psulei hamakdoshim fell into a boyer, the baler boyer is potter to pay. So I have here now a new chaymer, what the tan of the b'raisa b'chlal did not enumerate. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi, Sheir Psulei HaMekdoshim, Yer Apostle Lekolben, Shenivde, that a person was poited, V'nofal Beboyer, in the Felon Taboyer, is Poto Baal Aboyer, the Baal Aboyer is Poto to pay for the Sheir that died the seed. Baal Aboyer Yishalem, Vahameis yieloi. So, Poshet Pshat, and Posik is that the Baal HaBor has to pay, and the mace, the dead animal, yieloi, belongs to the Nizik. But it seems Chazal were makish the Yishalim to Vahameis yieloi. When is there an obligation on the Baal HaBor to pay? If the mace will is mutter bahano to the nizik, then there's a din baal haboyer yishalem. But if the mace is also bahano, he won't have anything from the mace. It won't be by mace yieloi. Then there's no chiyuv of the baal haboyer to pay. His asher psuli hamekdoshim that fell into a haboyer. So there is no Inyan of a Vameis Yeloi by Asher Psuli HaMekdoshim. Yotzo ze She'ein Hameis Yeloi. The owner of this Sheir, after it dies, he can't do anything with this dead Sheir. The Aval Gav de Nifte. What's the problem? It was Nifte. It's not Kodesh anymore. Afal Pikein Imeis Osa Lachile Leklo. If this Asher Psuli HaMekdoshim died, you can't give it not an Avela. You can't give it to Klovim. Kedamrinim bepchayres tizbach v'loy gize. You should shecht Asher Psuli HaMekdoshim. The gize is also boso v'loy cholov. You should eat the meat. You're not allowed to use the milk. V'achalta v'loy leklovecha. So it seems the only shimush that a owner of a Asher Psuli HaMekdoshim has is Tizbach V'Achalta Boso. He's the only shimush is he can shecht it and eat the meat. Now, if this Sheir became an Avela, so he can't do anything with it. U'v'Psulei HaMekdoshim HaKosuv Medaba. This Pasuk is speaking about Psuli HaMekdoshim, Tizbach V'Achalta Boso. So b'meila, we derive these halachas from this pasuk that a Asher Psuli HaMekdoshim is only muta ayidei shchita lachel asabosa. So b'meila, so if a Asher Psuli HaMekdoshim fell into a bur, since there's no vahameis yieloi, there's no baal habor yishalom. So bur is potter on a Asher Psuli HaMekdoshim. Ve'im nokhoi shoyer, but what will be the din if a Sheir was Negeach, Asher Psuli HaMekdoshim. V'chayiv. Chayiv, then will be Chayiv. Doksiv Sheir Reyehu. By Kerem, the only criteria we have for Chayiv is that it has to be a Sheir Shel Reyehu. V'kivin de Nivde Sheir Reyehu Kerinebe. It's not called Sheir Shel Hegdish. The person who was pointed acquired the bailus of the Sheir. Good, he's governed in certain halachas, he can only do certain things with it. But al kaponim, he's the bailum. That's called Sheir Reyehu. So that is Pshat in the Gemara's Kashi. Pshat in the Gemara's Kashi is, we have another Chaymer, which the Baraisa did not even enumerate. Chaymer b'sheir mi-beber, that Keren is chayiv on the Sheir Psuli HaMekdoshim, because kol sheir reyehu, and b'er is potter, because it's not a meisi yeloi. V'av al gav, so now Rashi asks a very pertinent question, the b'sheir namiksiv a meisi yeloi, and this posik, which patterns the Baal HaBor, because one of the conditions of Tashlumim is if Vahameis Yeloi, the same three words say by Keret, Vahameis Yeloi. So we have this condition by Karen also. So by Karen you also potter. The same way you potter by Bert. So Rashi says, Mukmina le lekama le bailam betaplam in the bailam. The Gemara later says, that the Taket says, in both places, va meis yi aloi, sai by Boer and sai by Sher. But these three words have different meanings in translation. By Boer va meis yi aloi means that the whole chiyiv tashlumim is only if the meis is mutabano. And by Sher, it has a different meaning. It means that who should be metapel with the nevela. The Nizik is metapel with the nevela. That means as soon as they got killed, the Nizik, so we are oimit, we are Messiah, how much is it worth this second, alt nevela? And then he has to be mashlim, the hezik, over this value. But al kaponim, the chiv tibul benevela is on the Nizik. So Mamela, that's the Gemara's kasha. So I have here a case. I have here a case which was not enumerated, that Sher is Chayiv and Sher Psuli HaMikdoshim, and Boer is Potter. So now, let's go back to the Gemara. Yamrit B'Shloima Rabbonani. If we'll go back to the first Baala, that this Barais is going according to Rabbonani. According to the Rabbonim, there's a lot of cases that the Tana did not mention. Where is Potaran Kalim, Esh is Potaran Tomor. So this will be a third case that it didn't mention. Where is Potaran Suleim Mekdoshim. So Bishleim, Yamad Bishleim Rabbonim, he, Aydi Dishayah, Hach, Shayah Namiyach. I mean, there's a lot of cases which were skipped over. So he was Mashiach, this case also. But if you're going to tell me that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and nothing was left over, there's no chumra which was not mentioned, my shaya the high shaya. So here I have one chumra which was zicha not mentioned, that shayr is chayiv amsulei magdoshim, and beres potter amsulei magdoshim, but where's the other thing that he was mishaya? The more answer Shaya Dosh Beniroi. There's another Chayma which wasn't mentioned. Shoyer is Chayiv im Dosh Beniroi, and Boyer is Potter. Now let us see what Rashi says. Yamrit Vishloima Rabono, Hai Mai Legosin, it's something with such a gift. Yamrit Vishloima Rabono, I did the Shaya Tomon, the Kalim, Shayanami Hai. Le Yamut Rabbi Yehuda, the Enka and Shir, according to Rabbi Yehuda, nothing was left over. The Kalim Bebeir, the Tomon Beish, Rabbi Yehuda Machayet, is my Shaya, the High Shaya. So the Gemara answers, yes, the Wutake, all cases were not enumerated. There's another Choyma, which was not mentioned. Dosh Beniroi. She imdosh asher beniroi. That means Reuven Sher went and Shimon's near. Now the near is a plowed field. The earth is very soft. It's ideal to plant with. And the Sher went into the field and started trampling on the earth, and it made it hard. It should be impossible to plant it. She'im dosh asher beniroi, v'niskavon lekach. This Sher was furious, and that was the only way he could vent out his anger, is by trampling all over the field and destroying this beautiful harisha. Sherei Ashvorim Mulumodim Bedisha. Shvorim know how to do this, how to trample. Tilda the Kerani. So this is a Tilda the Keren, Shekabanosri Lahazik, Bachaib Lishalam Demainira Shekilko, Simchuyiv Tepei. So Sher, the Mazik of Sher, the spectrum of Hezekis, that a Sher could be mazik is not mugbul only to metaltalim. A shoyer is bekoyach to be mazik karka also. So memele, the mazik of shoyer is a greater spectrum of hezekis. Masha einkem beboyer, lo shayach bei hezek karka. By boyer, it is not shayach bechlau for a boyer to be mazik karka. So the spectrum of hezekis that boyer includes, it's only on animals. It's not on karka. It's not capable of being mazik karka, a boyer, and a sher is capable of being mazik karka. Yeah. So mamela, so it can go according to Rabbi Yehuda also. To go according to Rabbi Yehuda, and we were Mishaya to Chumras. Sher is chayv amsulei mekdoshim. Sher is shayach to be mazik. Anir. And these two things, one is a halachic tool. Be'er is poter amsulei mekdoshim. And Be'er is not capable of being mazik kalken. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, that is not called a shir, imishim dosh beniroi, lav shiyurehu, datane shekein darkei, leilech ulahazik. We had mentioned that there's a chaymer of shir over boyer, that shir is oilech umazik, and boyer is stationary. So in that Maimer, we included this chaymer, that a boyer is not possible to be mazik akarke, and the shoyer is capable of being mazik akarke. So memele, so it's not a shir. Zok trashi, zok toni ler b'shir shadak leil chorazik, v'chol nizokin b'chlal. Now, let us see the first half of Tosfos Licha Chaniroi. V'sich Secho Avonov. Now, Rashi is very interesting. Rashi did not at all explain the Choymer of Licha Chaniroi V'sich Secho Avonov that Eish has over Boer. So, Taisva says, Gabi dosh beniroi, perish Rashi, there Rashi explained, Masha enkem beboyer, lo shayach bei hezekarke. A boyer is not capable of being mazekarke, only dvorim hametalflam that fall into the boyer. It's not shayach to be mazekarke. And here Rashi doesn't say anything. Mash medoch inami, roitze leforish kein, that was pshat the Gemara before. Eish could be mazik dvorim kvuim. It could be mazik anir. It could be mazik avonim. And a boyer can't be mazik. Vikosha leperushe. So Tosfos asks on Rashi, Im kein hoye yochel haskir kama hezekos sheish oise bedova hakavua shesayref beisoy ushar dvorim hakvui. So Tosfos asks a more deeper question. So why, when we're mentioning the chaymer of eish over boil, and our intent is because boyer can only be mazik, movable objects who fall into a boyer. And then eish can be mazik dvorim kvuyim, because the eish is hoylech or mazik, it goes, and it can destroy dvorim kvuyim. So why do you have to speak about nir, avonim, which are mederech klal, rare hezekis to begin with? Speak about practical hezekis. That an eish can burn down a house. Well, let's talk about a wooden house. An eish can burn down a house. A boyer can't be mazik a house. Why do you have to speak about a specific davar kavu, which is not toshchir to begin with? Speak about mentioned dvarim kavuim, or speak about shchirtike dvarim kavuim, that an ash burns a house and a bird can't be mazik house. Bishloime, when we're speaking about the chayma of shoyer over boil, a shoyer can't be mazik a house either. So we found one case, dosh beniroi, that a shoyer could be mazik a plowed field. That is capable of doing, a bird can't be mazik a field. So we had to speak about a near to find a case that an shoyer could be mazik something which a bird can't. But if we're differentiating between Asian boil, you don't have to jump to a near and an avonim. You could speak about very shchirdika zekis of a bias. So that's why Tosfos did not learn Rashi's pshat, and the second half of Tosfos we had learned already. Zokt Tosfos vayta, sha'asher chayev boi psulei hamukdoshim, ma'ashein ken bebayim. That shoyer is chayev ba'am psulei hamukdoshim. K'darshinin en aber es potter, k'darshinin mevahameis yi'aloi, Misha Hameis Shaloi. We have here at Rash, Yishalem Vahameis Yaloi. The Chiyuv of Tashlumim by Boer is only if the behemoth that died in this Boer is Mutta Bahanot. So then, and since a Psulei Mekdoshim that died in the Boer is also Bahanot, so my male of Sula Magdoshim is put. The imtaima, fektoisvis, lomoli shoyer veloyoto. So Toisvis asks as follows. We have a special miut by Boer, and Boer is potter and misas odo. Fektoisvis, why do we need this miut? Tepik lei mi vahameis yieloi, mi shahameis shaloi. To the patrinin shepsuli amekdoshim, de meis also bahano. But this is amir de kekashe. A meis is also bahano. So I could figure out that if a person died in a bear, you put it to pay because felt vahameis yieloi. How do we know that a mace is also bano? Is darshining zeirishove, shom shom me egla rufe. It says vatoma shom by Miriam. It says vegla rufe v'orfu shom. The peir came amidim. We have a limud that an egla rufe is also bano. So memela amiradike kashe. Why do we need this new miut? I could be memayit misas odom from a meis yeloi. Ve'im ishum shahaseyar mutar, k'damrinen per kamada erchen. So Tosfos says, no, a meis is take osabano, but the hair of a meis is mutabano. So you can't be memayit misas odom from a meis yeloi because it's mutabano. This is God, this is a big machloikas apoiskim in this shayla, and it's very much negeya, shaitlach that, I've taken off from the hair of mesim, that, if you're allowed to use the shaitlach. Al kaponim, this taste was told that the sayer of a mes is mutabana. So al kaponim, by saying that the sayer is mutabana, so memele, so, Adam Shemais is, you can't be Mamai from a Mace Yoloi because it's Mutabano. So Taisa says, I got news for you. Ochinami Seyer Shep Sulam Igdoshim Mutab. The Seyer of a Shep Sulam Igdoshim is also Mutakidam Rini Bepreiris Perigimel. But, so what's Pshat Nargimore that we're Mamai Psul Magdoshim, but Pelachik even Sheikha Yosel Choshvene Mei Shaloi. That means you don't look, there's a minut chalik of the mace that's Mutabano. You look at the mace Biklolulusoi, in generally speaking, most of the maces, Mutter Zosabano, felt in Vamesi Eloi. So even though the Seyer of Psulei HaMukdoshim are Mutter Bano, but since the Etzem Behem is Osabano, so we mamayit it from Balabar Yishalim. So we're back with the same kasha. So who adin? Since Odom Shemes is also bano, so we should be memayit the Odom from Emesia Loi. So why did he need a separate meat shor b'loyot? V'yesh loyma. So Tosfos answers the Vames Yialoi Mishtoi b'shor v'loy memati minei Odom. So Tosfos is l'cheira saying as follows. Let's learn Chumash. The Parsha of Boer is speaking about animals. And it says, So when you're learning Chumash, the Psukim are speaking about that an animal fell in, and this animal is Mutar Bano. So this miut that we have, your only chayiv if it's Mutar Bano, is speaking about that lion, an animal, because we're speaking about animals. So now we're clear a shail, what if an odom fell in? The posik isn't speaking about anoshim. So memele, this miut v'amesi aloi is not applicable for anoshim. And then Taisu says, Taita, I'll prove it to you. We had in Rashi brought a chelik of the Gemara. But the Gemara in Perek HaPoreh says as follows. It says, by two mazikim, Vameis Yeloi. It says, by Boer Vameis Yeloi. And there, we remayit Shepsulei HaMekdoshim. And it says, by Karen, by Meisi Eloi, and they were not Mamayit Shepsul and Mekdoshim. There we say that by Meisi Eloi means Baila Metaplam and Avela, but it doesn't matter, even though the Meis is also Bano. Frek the Gemara and Perek Apore, Ve'epochano. It's very interesting. How do you know to say that by Meisi Eloi, by Boer, Pater Shepsul and Mekdoshim? The Vamesi Eloi by Shoyer, the Mapata, it's coming for something else. Let's say Ve'epachano. Let's say Punkfakel. And we'll say that the Vamesi Eloi that says by Shoyer, Patos Shepsule Magdosh. Ve'epachano, Peirish, Vamesi Eloi, the Shoyer Nidresh, Lemisha Amesh Eloi. Well, Darshan, that means Misha Amesh Eloi. Fractaisves. How could one have such a havamina that by shoyer there's a loche that the mace has to be mutabano, but by shoyer mishalem kaifa? So how do you pay kaifa? A shoyer amud pays kaifa. How do you pay kaifa? The mace is also bano. Vafal pishena meishaloi. Elo al-kochok, so that's a raya to my yisod. It's a raya that what? That the whole din of Amesi Eloi is only mentioned about animals. By animals, there's a halacha that the mace has to be mutabana. That's what the psukim are speaking about. This is not a general klal that all dvorim amumosim have to be mutabano. It's speaking about the cases what the Torah mentions. And side by share and side by bear, the Torah is speaking about, in this pasuk is speaking about a hezek of animals. So all we have to say is that these animals have to be mutabano. That is one mahalach in Torah. Then Taisu says, "Ubelav hochi lekashimi." But then Taisu says, "In reality, the kasha doesn't begin because the my de frishes lel, we hear a Tosfos daf tes amud beis. Tosfos on daf tes amud beis told us a yisod that we have a miut olav v'loy al ha'odom. We have a miut olav v'loy al ha'odom that olav v'loy al ha'boyer, olav v'loy al ha'ish, im kaifer yushas olav. But the Chiyuv Kofer was only said by a Sher Nagoch, not by an Odom, not by an Eish, not by a Boer, that the whole din of Tashlumei Kofer was only said by a Sher. But by a Boer there's no din of Tashlumei Kofer. So Tosfos had asked Akashe, so with this Olov, I don't need Sher V'loy Odom. The Pasuk I learn out from Olov that there's no chiyuv kofer by a boil. So why do I need shoyer v'loy odom? So Tosfos had answered that I need shoyer v'loy odom for an eved knani and for a goy. That an eved knani, I would think that it is no chiyuv kofer, no chiyuv shloshim shalevet, we had mentioned, but from the Bas HaChoshen, but maybe for the Eved Knani, he should pay the odin for the hezek that occurred. He lost the Eved Knani. So the Pasuk is telling me, shor v'loy odom, if an odom falls in, you don't pay the owner of the odom. And also, by a goy, if a goy, Goy Hakoni Li Yisrael, you also don't pay. And there there's no din kaifa. So there there's a shayla of Tashlumi Nizokin to the Bailam of this Goy, to the Bailam of the Eved. So Mimele, that's why I need the meat of Shevelayot. So the whole meat, Taisus was Machiach this, from the Kasha, from Olav I could be Mimayit, Odom Yisrael. So they said, Einoch Anami, Dolov is coming to Mamayit, Eviknani, and Anochi. So, Lamai, the Frish is Ler, the Sher, Vlay, Odom, Mitzvah, Leeved, and Anochi, Akoni, Li Yisrael, Shanofu, Laboer. So they said, so then this whole Kasha doesn't begin. Ahu, Shori, Bahano, Agoi is Mutabano. Agoi is Shemes, is Mutabano, that she does a taste was over here. Achmed is a whole Mishnah Lemelech that tells a Shai if you're allowed to do business with mummies. Goyim are Mutabano, not Bekitzel, Tosfos holds that a Goy is Mutabano. The Rehitas Loshen of Tosfos would seem to be saying an Eviknani is also Mutabano. This is very, very problematic because there are rayas that, Eviknani, since he's chayv with mitzvahs, from a male it's also bano. I'll go upon him that the horet, that Tosfos loved Davka, Dika Tosfos means maybe Nochi, the Tosfos wants to say. Tosfos just saying, the Pasuk is speaking about Eved and Goy. So he's asking Akasha, don't need this Pasuk. Well, I need it for Goy. That's really what Tosfos means to be saying. So that's the Tosfos. Now let's go further. We had in the Mishnah, Hichsharti b'miktsas niskoi. If I was mazmin, a chelik of the hezik, chavti b'tashlumay niskoi kehechsher kol niskoi. I was only mazmin a chelik of the hezik, and I'm responsible, ke'ilu, I was mazman the whole hezek. So let us see what this means. Hichsharti b'miktsas niskoi. Tano rabono. Hichsharti b'miktsas niskoi, chavti b'tashlumay niskoi, kehechshe kol niskoi. What is the case? Keitzad, achoifer boir tisha. A person dug a boil 9 tfochim deep. Ubo acher vishlimay lasore. And a second person came
and dug another tefach. Now, let us just understand what the second one accomplished. Kol zman, it was less than 10 tefachim, the Baer was not capable of killing. A Baer l'nezokim. The second one made it a Baer hamemes.
Right.
Ha'achoin chayit, but the Gemara is saying Amor de Kizach, which we will see soon. The Machloik is the Chachomim and Rabbi. The Chachomim learn out from a Posek Amor de Kizach. That means, Misvore, we would say, what happens if Reuven dug a bird test, Shimon dug another tefach, now it's a shir, now it's a bird that's maimis. And the behemoth fell into it and got genizik. So, we would say that maybe both are chayiv. But the Chachamim learn now from Apostolic, Exeris HaKosev, that the one who made this boyer, a boyer HaMemes, he's responsible for all the Hazekis. The first Baal HaPosik, the first Kaiser is part of everything. Amor de Kechidish. So Memela, this is that we will see in Taisvis, this is learned out from a Pasik. So Memela, so that, this Chidish, our Mishnah is telling us. Amor de Kechidish. Irsharti b'miktas miskai. I was only moisif a little, in the, and I made it now a bear shememit. So I become the Baal HaBoyer, and I'm responsible for whatever happens to this boyer. If it gets genizik, I'm also a chai. That's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. Ha'ach ha'keitzat ha'choyfer b'yertishe, Reuven dog b'yertishe. U'bo acher v'hishlimoy la'asore, ha'ach ha'chai. Or the like a Rebbe, and our mission is not going according to Rebbe. The Sanya Achayfa Bertisha, Rubo Acher Vishlimay Lasore, or Acher in Chayyim, Tanakama holds that Achen is responsible for everything. Rebbe Yoime, Acher Acher in Lemisa, Acher Shneim Lenezoke. Rebbe said, no. If a misa occurred in this boil, so the one who made it a boil shememis, he's responsible. The first one never made it a boil shememis. But achas shneim lo nizokim, abel gabi nizokim, if only a hezek occurred, both are responsible. So our Mishnah is that says that one that made a miktsas hazmone, Yichsharti b'miktas niskoi is chayiv v'tashul mikol niskoi. That's going according to the Chacham. Rapopo oma lemise v'divrei Yaakov. Rapopo says, no, why do you have to say our Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi? Our Mishnah is going according to everyone. And the Mishnah is telling us that the second one who made it a boyer haroi lahomis, he's chayiv for the mis. This is Rapopo's text. We'll come back to this soon. Kedivrei Hakel, Iked Amri, others say, that we yes takasha, leima de loike rabbi, our Mishnah is not like rabbi, I'm a Rapopo, le mise bedivrei Hakel. Our Mishnah speak about mise, and le divrei Hakel. So the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz explains, we have here a Stoma de Gemara that held the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi. And Rapop is Machadish, no, it's going according to Rabbi. Also, what's your problem? I'm going to pay for the Misa. So he says, the Shakla Vatai is as follows. The Makshin held... The Loshen Hichsharti B'miktas Niskoi is not applicable if the second one made it a Ber Shememis, That's because the Ksharti b'miktzas niskoi. That means, according to the Chachomim, according to the Chachomim. So, the first one made a Bersh Yochel Hazik. The second one made it a Bersh Yochel Hamis. By making it a Bersh Yochel Hamis, I'm responsible for all Hazekas also. Okay, that's a big Kiddush. Chati b'tashlum et kehech shekol niske. Kehech shekol niske. That's a Kiddush. But, if the first one made it a Bersh Yochel Hazik, the second one made it a Bersh Yochel Hamis. So, he made it a Bersh Yochel Hamis. Kilu. So with the lush of the Mishnah is very shver. He made it. That's what he did. He wasn't mitzvah niskay. He made it a ber hamemis. Like mikri chafti be mitzvah niskay. The Tosfos Ben Peretz says, "Kiven the betes like a misa be yudik a misim kain ovid akel." So what does Rapapa hold? Papa holds it's called Chafti B'mitzas because I made it a Bersh Hamis. Children, I just made a Tefach. So Lemaisa, I just added on the Tefach, and through that Betzirah, the first nine Tvachim, it can be Hamis. So that's called also Mitzas Niskoi. So it can go according to Rabbi also. Let us see Rashi, look Rashi. Ha'achem chayiv bein meis boyasher bein huzak the time and before shlekamon mikroi b'lena from psukim is not a svore b'perek shesh and loger hasapol. And Rabbi Oz achachem lemisa imeis asher leyishal marish and klum. The test vochem ein b'em kadei lahomis achashnem l'nizok it b'muzak asher. Loi mei shishal mo ben shneim. A popo ma masis nutani kach shekol niskoi ein chayiv el achrein b'misa shemeis asher komai. Divrei hakel dafun a rabbi koma ach achen l'misa. Let us see Taisvitz. Ha achen chay gam anezokin. That's according to the Chachomim. The Rishain Potomiklum, the Perkapore Meforish Tab, perceive Ki Yiche Echot Voloishnai, learn Ki Yiche that is a Chiyu and one Koire, even though there were two that were Mishtatev in the Kriya. Chiyu Vibasros, the Loikama Damakova Meshi Eloi Ahu, the Ka'ovid Shir Misi. Zok the Gemara weiter. The Gemara maskiv lo rab zeire besu leke. Heist this. The Mishnah, you tell me that's the case of the Mishnah. That he made a ber yud out of a ber tes, and that's the din that chavti b'teshlum eniske kach shekol niske. This is the only case that will have such a chiddush that a machshir b'mitzas hanezek is chayiv kilu osa kol hezek. But there's other cases. What is the other case? Mosar shoyroi lachamisha b'nei odom. A person gave over his shoyr to five people to watch it. Uposha boy echod mehem. And one of them, so all five, were responsible to take care of the shoyl. Ruposha boy echad man, one in the middle of the job, he leaves. He decided to leave. The hizik, and then the shoyl was mazik. So, I have ichsharti b'miktas niskoi, that means, other for Shamrim also. I'm one Shamer, but it's the mitzvahs, and I'm chayiv, and the whole thing. I'm chayiv to pay for the hezek. Take the Gemara, let's try to elaborate a little. Hey, chidom. Ileme de belav iyu lehave minta. That means the shayr was a wild shayr. You need five people to control it. And one left, and now he's uncontrollable. Pshita, the EU COVID, the whole hezek. Now that the share, the whole reason that the share was mazik is because he left. The fucking
mother says, Eichi dummy. Elaim the belavi yulei havi minta. If without this fifth shema, he wouldn't be able, they can't take care of this share, it's a wild share. Need five shemerim to control the share. So pshita, the e who covered, he made the hezek. The share was under control. When these five shemerim were taking care of the share, now one decides to leave, and now the four can't control. He was the one that was misavad the hezek. So that's no chiddush. Pshita, the e who covered. Ella de Balav, Ihu, Nami Minta. No, so it's a different case. That was. That without him, they also could take care of it. He left. There were four Shemrim there, and he decided to leave. A guten Tag. So Mamela, my covet. So what did he do? And then, what happened? The other four also decided to leave. Is my covet, what did he do? So now, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Bisu Leka Lameima Kehershe Kol Niskoi Roike Lameima. So, there's another case. Kegoini Yisrami Demoso Shoyro. And these cases that the Val Rav Zeir is asking on, these are not braises. The Svar is that he's Chayim. Now, this Shomer was Pesheya. What was his Pshiya? Sha'olach loy. He left. Veloy Shomroy. And he decided to walk out on the job. He the Balav, Ihu loy Minta. If without him, it's impossible to control the Shoya. You don't show you a soke broy mis. He's wild. Pshita, ein zeh sharti b'miktas niskoi. Napshat, I did a little. Ela kol niskoi. I made the whole hezek. Five of them were able to control him, and by leaving, now the share is uncontrollable. That's poshet. Leido milehishlim b'ilas orel. Daaf al gap. So what's over there? So that's also poshet. That's also poshet. So why over there the Gemara didn't ask a kasha? Daaf al gap the kaimelon ber test. The loy of the mise ber test doesn't make mise. Abon zokin mi of the visay, but it does something. Visaye orishain. Bahagromas misosai. That means even according to Rebbe, that the our Mishnah is telling us that the Rishon is Chayev, the one who made the tenth Tefach is Chayev. It's a Chiddush. It is a Chiddush. Why is it a Chiddush? Because that's true that the first nine were not able to kill, but to contribute in his mise, the first nine zicha contributed. So memele, so without Rebbe, without our Mishnah, I could very well say that the first nine are not innocent. What did I do? He died. Yeah, but Yuzicha contributed to his Misa. That's true. The Makib Patish could not have come out without the tenth Tefach. But Al Koponim, you are Zicha contributors to this Misa. You can't say Yodeinu Leshofchos Adom Hazeh. Hey, the Davul Gav Dekaim Olam Beir Tes Gloyovdi Misa Abonizokim Yovdi. V'siya horishoin ba'agromas misosa. He did something. So, v'itzach lemisni da'achem chayim. This chiddush that a fellow, according to Rabbi, is also a chiddush. It's also not a double posha pshita. He did it. I'm sorry. He did it b'tzir of you. So, memela, good, so that's the chiddush, that's the chiddush akot, that he's chayim al kapon mugabi misa. But over here, if they bechlau, they can only control the shoyer, only five people, and he left, he did it. I mean, he made the hezek, now it's uncontrollable. So that's poshut. You don't need the Mishnah for that. My covet, ve'einoi chayev klum. So here the Samuridike Rashi, we see this Machlekes Rashi in Taisvit, that Rashi says, the word my covet means he didn't do anything. That means Amuridike Zach. That means as follows. Let's understand what happened. They're all watching the Malabos, told them, all of you, you know, made them all a Shemachinim, not going, where are you? Watch the show, they all agree, we're all watching the show. Fine. 5 minutes later, this guy says, I'm shaking it up, I'm saying, I have to watch the show. Bye. Enjoy the job. He leaves. Now, he leaves. Then the other four get a brainstorm. Is it doch gut? Watch the show. So the fourth one leaves, the third one leaves, the second one leaves, the first one leaves. And he also leaves. So Rashi says, but let's talk about the fifth one. The fifth one who left, he's Potter. He's Potter. He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. So let us just see for 1 second the Rosh. The Rosh says as follows. The Rosh holds Rashi. Let's just see the Rosh for 1 minute. So the Rosh says, the Rosh is, Ois Perikame above is Ois Test. Voike Mosar Shoiroi Lachamish Bnei Adam, the first Pairi Ois Tess. Voike Mosar Shoiroi Lachamish Bnei Adam, Aposh Bechma, Behizek Chayv. Hechidame. E. Laimed the Balavi, U. Laiminter, it's on the right side, the first column, the Ois Tess. Yeah, E. U. Laiminter Pshita. Elat the Balav, E. U. Nami Minter, my covet, Kloima, that means when he left, they did not leave. That means he just told them he's leaving. And it was a delayed action for them to start leaving also to get his... To get as intelligent as the first one. V'kiven shenisharu b'shmiras ha'sher v'yecholem. So when he left, there were people taking care of it. V'yecholem l'shamrei b'loy ha'echot is hein chayovim. So they're chayiv take. That means because he wasn't mesaviv the hezek, there were four people watching it. V'upoto Sharei Mosa Lekulon Shaire. When this Onam the Shaire told these five people to watch the Shaire, it was Mosa Lekulon Shaire. Lechomi Shayoka Lashamre. Vinisratsu Lashamre. Each one was Mekabal himself. Okay, I'll do it. It was no, if. Avulabaloi Chaveilam. Avulim Omuloi. But if they were smart, he decided to leave after 5 minutes. Listen, we're not naronim. You want to go now? You go, we go. We're not going to leave us here. We're together. Mishmirosai is kulan chayim. Then the takad all chayim. I mean, if he decided to leave, you told them, you leave, we're leaving also. So when he left, he know he made a ball start rolling. I mean, there's a ripple effect over here, and they told him that. So then they're all chayim. Then kulan chayim.